ओम शांति। 27th August 2019 ट्यूसडे। द एसेंस फ्रॉम टुडेज मोटे। स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, यू कैन नॉट रिटर्न होम विदाउट बिकमिंग प्योर। देयरफॉर चार्ज द सोल्स बैटरी by having remembrance of the Father and become pure naturally. Sweet children, you cannot return home unless and until you become pure. So for returning home, for return journey, you need purity. For this return journey, you need purity, and without becoming pure, you cannot return back. Therefore, charge the soul's battery. Charge the soul's battery by having remembrance of the Father and become pure naturally. So for purity, you need charging. Now it is the time to go back. Now it's a time to return back. And for this return journey, purity is necessary. And for purity, charging is necessary. Because the battery of the soul, soul battery, has become discharged. Though Baba says that it never gets totally discharged. The battery, usually they show bars. How many bars? 4 or 3. They show bars. And one should keep on seeing how many bars are there. If there are 4, you need not to worry. If there are 3, still you need not to worry. But when there are 2 bars, you have to think, and you have been using it continuously. And then if it is only 1 bar, and even if that is disappearing, then that becomes an emergency to charge. So Baba says this soul is also a sort of battery, and this battery has become discharged. Now it's a time to recharge it, to charge this battery. So how do we charge mobile phone's battery? What are the things which are necessary? First, you need a switch, a plug, and all. So you need a plug. You need a charger. And that charger should also fit in your this socket. And then electric current is needed, and time. How much time it needs to charge the battery? It depends. 2.5 to 3 hours. The soul's battery has become discharged in 5000 years or 2500 years. So minimum 2.5 to 3 hours per day battery should be charged. Some batteries get charged very fast, and for faster charging, they say you have to put on the flight mode. So if you put on the flight mode, so here comes okay, so you have to put it. Either you switch it off and then charge, or the best is put it on the flight mode. So when the mobile is on the flight mode, the charging takes place very fast. So now, what about soul? First of all, time. Every day, at least, let's say 3 hour charging should be there. 3 hour charging. 3 hours charging means 3 hours chat of yoga. Then only the battery would get charged. Otherwise, and more the applications are open, the faster it would get charged. If the net is on, it will get discharged very fast. You are continuously using it, then it will get discharged very fast. So, at least 3 hour charging is needed for this soul battery. And then you need to have proper charger, proper connection. If the connection is not very good, the charging would not take place. Sometimes there are problems, issues with charging. Electric current is there. You insert it into the socket. It's connected here, but it is not getting charged. So what could be the issues? Probably loose connection is there. Then proper current is, the current is there. Probably there is some problem in the socket here. Or it is not connected properly. So loose connections. So God is the supreme charger. If the connection with Him is not proper, the battery would not get charged. So you need to have a very strong, intimate connection, powerful connection with the supreme charger. Then only the battery would get charged. Otherwise it will not get charged. So you need good time, you need good connections, and if you can put on flight mode. Flight mode means okay, ascending stage, flying stage. Flight mode means when the mobile is on flight mode, you cannot receive any call. Nor you can make any call. So when you are on the flight mode, you are above the ground. So no person of this planet can contact you. And you cannot contact anyone. So nobody is remembering you, and you are not remembering any embodied being. You forget the world and the world forgets you. You cannot contact the world and the world cannot contact you. That time the only goal is charging. Shut off every other connection with everyone. Because all the discharging has happened because of talking, because of messaging, because of getting connected with the world. Now if you want to recharge, disconnect to reconnect. Disconnect to interconnect. So you need to cut off from the world. And to put on the flight mode is to cut off from the world. Then only you can reach. Otherwise also you can charge without putting on the flight mode, but then it will take time. But if you want faster charging, then go for the flight mode. For that time you have to sacrifice talking with the world, talking with the worldly people. So putting on the flight mode multiple times throughout the day, disconnecting from the world, and the stage of inner vairagya, inner disinterest, introversion, silence and solitude. Flying stage, flying above the body. Today Sakar Murli Baba said, to go above means to die. But who wants to die? Nobody wants to die. But Baba tells you that you forget this body. So give time, take out time, increase the time doing Amrita Vela Yoga is one thing, but that's not enough. Just as morning yoga is powerful, in the similar manner, evening yoga should also be powerful. In the similar manner, throughout the day, as in today's Murli Baba said, while walking, while moving around, keep on remembering Baba. It's not difficult, it is quite easy. Soul is independent, you can do it. So increase the timing of yoga, increase the timing of spiritual charging. Increase the timing of this empowerment of the soul, enlightenment of the soul. So increasing the time, whatever time we are doing yoga, it's not enough. We need to increase that time. And for increasing this time, you have to cut off all other timings. You have to get rid of all the time wasters. So it's most important to identify the time wasters and energy drainers. These are the two words, time wasters and energy drainers. There are worthless and nonsensical things we are engaged in at present, which steal away your time, your energy, your power, your concentration. So get rid of all the energy drainers, all the unnecessary, unfruitful, unprofitable, useless, futile tasks. Get rid of all the time wasters which come in your way, and they steal away ample of your time. So when these things are stopped, then only you can think of giving more time for yoga and battery charging of the soul, because soul's battery is totally discharged. And when it is charging, it should show some beep or pop up, or it should show yes, it is charging. Otherwise you will be in the delusion, in a sweet illusion that it is charging, I had put it, it's on. But you have not seen that. After 4 hours of charging, you see that it's there only, where it was. So that was an utter deception. So increase the time. Second, connection. So when you connect with Baba, it's not just one relation. Try to connect him with different relations, try to connect him in different ways, different methods of yoga. Not just that every time you will follow the same protocol. Change the protocol. Straight away jump into the golden age and start from there. Not every time that you begin with I am soul and I am not this body, and now I fly above this body and reach the subtle world. And then going to the supreme abode, and then becoming angel or something like that. So change the protocol. There's no similar agenda should be followed every day. Every day it should be something different. Baba says, go, come to the subtle world, have picnic with father, go to different countries, assume the angelic body and fly across the world. Move across the earth, give vibrations and sakash to the globe. Sometimes go and sit below the tree and send out vibrations. Sometimes sit on the top of the globe. So sometimes sit on the top of the globe. Sometimes move around the globe. Sometimes sit at the bottom of the tree. Sometimes come in the Madhuban, come to Madhuban. Sometimes become lighthouse, sometimes become tower. Sometimes you go to the souls and or invoke the souls in front of you. So yoga should be multifaceted. They should not be the same, similar agenda. Every day some new protocol, some new thing should be there. And every day you need not to begin with the same I am soul and I am moving across. You can straight jump to any stage of the yoga and begin from there. So the second thing which is needed for charging of the soul is connection. So very strong, very powerful connection should be needed, is needed for connecting with the Father. And if there is a loose connection, then we should try to find out why the connection is loose. Probably the intellect is connected with some of the embodied beings. Probably the causes of loose connections are? Causes of loose connections. Distractions. Multiple distractions, multiple attachments. If the soul is attached to multiple things of this world, if the soul is attached to multiple things of this world, people of this world, places of this world, things of this world, career and ambitions and all the worldly things and the wealth and the position and the fame and the name and the glory, the soul's connection would never be very strong. If you want that the soul should be very strongly connected to the Supreme Soul and the battery of the soul should get charged, then you need to disconnect. Otherwise, they sap the energy of the soul. They steal away all the energy of the soul. So for very strong connection, you have to get rid of all the causes of loose connections, and you have to make your connection strong. By how to make the connection strong? By increasing all the relationships. It's not just one relationship, it's not just the three relationships, it's not just the eight relationships, but try to use them and throughout the day. Sometimes he's the guard, sometimes he's the watchman, sometimes he's the friend, sometimes he's the canopy, sometimes he's the moving support, sometimes he's the teacher, tutor, coach, guide. If you don't understand anything, even in the Laukik, ask him. Because he is the ocean of knowledge. He knows everything of this world and of that world. There is nothing on this planet Earth. There is nothing under the sun, including the sun, which he doesn't know. He knows everything because he is the ocean of knowledge. So you can ask him even the Laukik things. There was an event, I'm not remembering it fully, where Brother Jagdish and the group of brothers were going for service, and and they were going to meet some secretary of some minister, I suppose. And then one sister had brought the message from Baba. What was it? That something is missing. Yeah, yes. It's a matchstick. Okay, so they had gone for the this thing service, and they were in the lift or something like that. Picnic or something. And then one sister brought the message that you have not taken the matchstick. Because the matchstick was needed for the candle lighting there. And they did not have the matchstick. So Baba got that message. The message came through Baba. So you can use him everywhere. He is the ocean of knowledge. So your connection with him should be through all the relationships. He is the mother. He is the doctor. He is the physician. He is the surgeon. He is the valentine. He is the beloved. He is the husband. He is the nurse. He is the maid. He is the magician. He is the heaven maker. A huge list of relationships with him. So, try to use him. He is the pilot. He is the driver. He is the boatman. Everything. So, wherever you go, as per the situation. Every situation of our life should have the presence of Baba. Every situation, our every interaction, our every seva should have the divine intervention. And that we have to invoke that intervention. Invoke him and he will come. Invoke him, call him, and he will come running to your help to guide you, to tell you what is right, what is wrong. Because life situations are confusing, sometimes distracting, sometimes making you fatigued, exhausting. So a very strong connection is needed, and for a very strong connection you need to have all relationships, not just one. He is the brother, he is the big brother, he is the younger brother, he is the son who looks after me. So I use him every way, every which way I try to use him. So the first thing is time, increase the timing of charging. Otherwise the mobile will remain half charged. Very strong connection. And the third, put the mobile on the flight mode. So when the mobile is put on the flight mode, the charging is faster. So flight mode means when you are on the flight mode, you cannot contact the world. When you are on the flight mode, world cannot contact you. So there is a disconnection with the world, and unless and until this disconnection happens, soul cannot connect fully and directly and very strongly with the Supreme. Because the remembrance of the worldly people, the remembrance of the worldly events, and the remembrance of the worldly places and worldly wealth, happiness and everything of the world, it pulls the soul down. So if you want the soul should rise, a great internal sadhana, a great internal spiritual practice, a great internal spiritual discipline is needed. You need to go in, enter into the cave of introversion, in the world of solitude, in the world of silence, in the world of churning, totally detached from the world, and stay like that for a very longer time. And when one day you come out of the cave, you find you have become the lighthouse. But those period which are spent in the cave would be the dark phases, which nobody knows. But once you come out of it, you are no more the same. There was Arvind Ghosh. He was a revolutionary. He used to give fiery speeches against British rule. He was amongst those who believed in violence, in throwing out the British power by the way, not of non-violence. But when he was imprisoned, and he remained in the prison for maybe one year around, when he came out, he was not the same person. Because he underwent spiritual transformation in that solitude of the jail, in that solitude of the, in that silence, where he had so many divine visions. So when he came out, he was the changed person. He was no more the activist, he was no more the revolutionary, he was no more the freedom fighter. He did not want just to do this small task of overthrowing Britishers, but his task was something else. Then he was least interested in giving any speeches. And silence and solitude was his craving, and he went to, where is the Arvind Ashram? Pondicherry. So he went to Pondicherry and spent the rest of the life there in silence, in solitude. And his idea of the Superman, he came up with the idea of, in his book, The Life Divine, he talked about the concept of Superman, how a Superman should be, what divinity should be there in that. So that's amply described in Divine Life and Savitri. That's another big volume book. So this is how the soul got disconnected from the world. When there was an inner calling, when the inner divine call came, the outside struggle was useless. The inner struggle pulled in. So that's how the soul progresses. So three things are needed for charging: time, very strong connection, and put the mobile on the flight mode. Disconnect from the world. Increase the timing of the yoga. So the essence of today's Murli: sweet children, you cannot return home without becoming pure. So for returning home, you have to become pure, and there are two ways of becoming pure. One is through yoga, second is through punishments. There are just two ways of becoming pure. The choice is yours. If you want to become pure by punishment, get rid of yoga. No need. It's no third option. Therefore, charge the soul's battery. Charge the soul's battery. You need at least how many hours of charging every day? 3 hours minimum charging. And you can use your mobile. Can you use your mobile during charging? They say yes, you can. You can use. As in today's Murli, Baba said, moving around, walking around, keep on remembering Baba all the time. So charge the soul's battery by remembering of the remembrance of the Father and becoming pure naturally. This is another one word. Naturally pure. Natural purity, natural brahmacharya, natural celibacy. Otherwise, the celibacy which is practiced in the world, which doesn't look like natural, it is repressed, suppressed, or forced. Compelled purity, compelled brahmacharya. Most of the ashrams, most of the monasteries, most of the mutts across the world, if you see, where brahmacharya is forced, and that's why they become perverts. Whenever the sensual desires are suppressed, they will come out. The repression is not the way. So Baba is saying natural purity. So attain the stage of natural purity. Om Shanti.